Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome again this week as we continue to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy in the Psalms. Today's reflection is on Psalm 120. In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Lying lips and deceitful tongues. The Bible has many passages pointing out the deceit that is rampant in the world around us, the danger that it presents, and warning us against them. In Colossians we read, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." The psalmist in Psalm 101 writes this, "No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes." Paul writes in Romans 16, "For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive." And again in Psalm 36, "The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good." And then in 1 Peter we read, "So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander." That last passage sums up pretty succinctly what we as believers are meant to do regarding our own lives and the struggle we all have with our tongues. Put it away. All malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Put it away. But how are we supposed to do that when we are surrounded by unbelievers who live, work, and play continually in lies and deceit? It's difficult enough for us to live with clean hearts, minds, and lips when we are around our family of believers. For even in our homes and churches, Satan is there egging us on to tear down one another through jealousy, envy, pride, and differences of opinions. So it seems nearly impossible at times to keep our tongues in check when we actually have to work with someone who mocks God with words and behaviors that we know are flat-out rejections of Christ and his word. Take, for instance, the office mate, who, following a wild weekend, the next morning back at work, revels in sharing his stories of reckless drinking and womanizing. Or the desperate friend, who is convinced by the despicable lies of the world to abort her baby as an unwanted pregnancy. It's tough to live in the world amongst such blatant spitefulness of our Lord God and his commandments. To whom can we turn for help? Well, we turn to the very one whom the world despises, the same one to whom our psalmist today cried out, "Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." We turn to God the Father Almighty. Too often we let our prayers to God be a last resort, or we just don't think about it, because we too have let ourselves get sucked into the world's idea that God doesn't really care about us and we are left to save ourselves, which of course is the biggest lie ever. We would be right to follow the lead of the psalmist, and when faced with the lies of evil-minded people around us to the point of despair, start immediately with crying out to the Lord for help. We cry out to him through prayer. Let our tongues be used for prayer and praise to God rather than deceit. The wicked will always use their tongues for war, as the psalmist says, criticizing and belittling others, swearing against the God-fearing while taking God's name in vain, lying to get what they want, speaking sweetly to convince others to follow them into sin. While the redeemed children of God will constantly strive to speak in spiritual peace, to share the good news of God's forgiveness, to hold our tongues when it's called for, repent when we fall into the sin of being deceitful, discern properly how to build up one another in our faith and well-being, and let our lips praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. Our God loves us. He is in control of all things. He desires to have us read His Word and pray to Him any time, whether in distress or joy. He promises to hear our prayers and to comfort our souls so that we are not abandoned to the devil and his ways. That is the peace that every soul longs for and which the world absolutely cannot offer. The answer to the question, to whom can we call on for help, is of course the Lord God of heaven and earth. And here are a few passages which tell us why. James, the brother of our Lord, writes these words in his epistle regarding living a Christ-filled life of harmony. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. From David in Psalm 32 we read, Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 4, verse 14, So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. And finally, Simon Peter the Apostle in Peter, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Friend, by God's grace, may each one of us be drawn to His Word for the true hope, joy, and comfort which our weary souls seek. It is the best and only remedy in a very soul-sick world, and an everlasting remedy for the perfect life with Christ on our last day. We pray. Dear Lord, as we are bold to call upon Your name for all things, hear our prayer today for rescue from the hurtful arrows of Satan and those around us who seek to tear us down with lying lips, destroy our souls with deceit, or tempt us away from You and Your promise of steadfast love, forgiveness, and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My friend, this is my time.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.